الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to your authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic is ask for guidance from Allah, or asking for guidance from Allah. Because we oftentimes, what happens is that we will ask others for guidance. How do we do this? How do we do that? We seek help from individual, from people. Sometimes people can't guide you right because they don't know what's right in many cases. And so you take it to Allah. You're concerned, the guidance, you feel a little awkward, a little off a little bit. And so you go to Allah and ask for the guidance from Allah. Because the best guidance is the guidance from Allah, which you're going to learn a lot of that through this very, very short class I'm going to have today. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, or was narrated from Muslim, which is one of the scholars of Islam. His name was Muslim. I won't get into the rest of it. And it says, Allahu fala yudillalahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiyalahu. So basically what it's saying here is whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. And this basically coming from Surah Al-Fatiha, which is often recited verses. This is the first surah, a chapter of Quran. Quran is 114 chapters, and the first chapter is Surah Al-Fatiha, which is Fatiha basically means the open or the opening. And so some of the verses, it mentioned, whoever Allah guides, no one can mislead, and while Allah misleads, no one can guide. And then we ask Allah also, is that to guide us along the straight path, the path of those who are not going astray, or those who incur Allah's anger. We want to be with those Allah does not like them, or He cursed them. We want to be like those people, or be on that path with those people. We want to be on the righteous path towards Allah, and doing what we're supposed to do through Allah's guidance. And this is the goal of life. I see people ask the question sometimes, okay, what is my purpose here? Why am I here? People ask that question all the time, and then they go to individuals to find out from them, for them to provide the answer, where they need the answer themselves. And so they give you all kinds of answers, but you go to Allah, and Allah gives you the answer. And he says that He created you. Man khalaqtu jinn wa ins illa liya'budun. Allah created jinn and men. Jinn is another being that Allah created, like animals, for example. And then these are unseen beings, and we're the ones that we can see. And so he said that He created us so that we could worship Allah, that we're supposed to worship Allah. We were here to worship Allah and nothing else. No more than that, just to worship Allah. and then to follow the guidance of Allah, we live a good and happy and prosperous life. But to do the opposite, we would not have what I just mentioned. So we have to seek that guidance from Allah. One of the great things about guidance or brotherhood, first of all, is when the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he reported as saying, basically one of the ways of showing brotherhood is putting some water from your bucket into the bucket of your brother, which is a form of sadaqah, a charity. Now he was just talking about various charities. And then also he mentioned, you're removing stones, thorns, or bones from people's path is a form of charity. And another form of charity is you guiding a man, and of course woman too, in a place where there are no guidance is a charity. Or a person is lost, for example. And so you guide the individual. A person is blind, of course they cannot see. And so you show them the way to navigate something so that they don't get harmed or they will harm someone else. And so we see here that form of charity, a sadaqah, is that we guide people and guide them towards the straight path or towards the right path. And that's the spirit of Islam, is to guide people or guide humanity towards what is right and what is good. Look, you don't have to take my word for it. Read Quran for yourself. And then challenge people. Come up with chapters like this, like what's in the Quran. They will not be able to do so. They will not be able to emulate the words of Allah. The spirit of what Allah is saying. Read it for yourself. Don't read just for this class. Put a book aside after this class is over, before class begins. Open up the book for yourself and read it. And pray to Allah that Allah possesses in your heart the guidance that you're looking for. And that you're not summum bukmun umyum, that you're not deaf, dumb, and blind to the truth. And so we don't want to be that person that is deaf, dumb, and blind to what is true. We want to have clear water. We want to have clear understanding of what Allah is saying, and they adhere to what he's saying. So also was mentioned when it was one of the khutbah was being delivered by the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he says, he whom Allah guides aright, there is none to mislead him, and he who is led astray, there is none to guide him aright. And the best of talk is embodied in the book of Allah. And so I want you all to understand that the best guidance that no one can, Allah's guide you, no one can misguide you. No matter how many people come against you and try to misguide you, they will not be able to do so. They will not be successful. And when Allah guides you, they cannot misguide you. Allah misguides you, then no one can put you on the path. And so you pray, Allah, oh Allah, put me on a path and keep me firm on that path, and don't let me ever, never leave the path of righteousness and the path towards you. And also, the best speech is in the book of Allah, Kalam Allah. And so you want the right guidance? You look at Quran, and you get the right guidance from Quran and direction from Allah. And no matter what people do, other people do, that's them. That's what they want to do. Then go ahead and let them do it. You don't have to follow them. You can be a leader instead of being a follower. And so I just want to mention it to you all, because you're the only one doing it does not mean that you're wrong. Because everyone else is doing something does not mean that they're right. And so keep that in mind. And sometime, from an Islamic standpoint, there will come a time when we feel like we're going to be alone. It's like no one else around, and that we're going to be strangers. And Allah said tuba, tuba to the strange one. And tuba, some say, is like a tree in paradise, and it takes 100 years for a man to traverse it, to go around it, around his shadow alone. It takes 100 years on a swift horse for him to go around, or her to go around, just the shadow of this tree, this tuba that we're talking about. And so we want to make sure that we are on the straight path, and that Allah is guiding us and not being guided from Shaitan. Because keep in mind that Shaitan is the devil, and that he's going to say on the day of judgment, when Allah questioned him, why you misguided the people. And Shaitan going to say, I ain't misguided them. I just suggested to them that they do this and that, or they do the wrong, or they disobey you. And so that's, but I didn't make them do it. They did it on their own. They decided to disobey you. I did not tell them to disobey you in terms of taking a hand and making them eat something they're not supposed to eat, drink something they're not supposed to drink, touch someone they're not supposed to touch. I did not take their hand and do that. They did that on their own. Oh, Lord, you notice what happened and ask their hand. And then your hand will speak freely. Yes, this is what my owner did. It told me to do. I touched this thing I was not supposed to touch. I walked towards things I was not supposed to walk towards. I looked at things I was not supposed to be looking at. I listened to things I was not supposed to be hearing. So you ask for guidance from Allah, but let's move on. Also, it's mentioned the person guiding someone to do a good deed is like the one performing the good deed. So, in other words, if you guide someone to do something good and that person does that good, you get some of the blessing of them doing it, and they also get the blessing without taking anything away from them. And so in that way, you're guiding the person towards what is right. And don't be afraid to do so. Don't be afraid to be an example of righteousness, of what you're supposed to do. Because this world is getting worse and worse. People more and more are disobeying the law. You see it pretty much every day. And some people think that it's okay to do, and it's not okay to do. It is un-Islamic what they're doing. And I could put it this way, it is going against Allah. Ungodly, if you will, what Allah tells you to do, and you do the opposite. And it's also was mentioned, and this is very, very important, going out of house. And it says, whoever says upon leaving his house, Bismillah to wakaltu alallahi lahawla wa la quwwata illa billah, which is in the name of Allah, I trust in Allah. There is no alternating the condition, but by the power of Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata billah. There is no power except for with Allah. And then the devil will say, "You are guided. You are defended. You are protected." The devil would go that far to say, look, I can't do anything with this individual. The devil would say to another devil, how can you deal with a man who has been guided, defended, and protected? Because what has happened is when you say Bismillah, I trust in Allah, there's no power, a strength except with Allah. And basically the person say you are guided, or is basically what is happening is that you are guided, you are defended, and you are protected. And the devil say to the other devil, he said, how can I deal with a man or a woman, a person who has been guided, protected, and defended? So say that before you leave. Leave your house. In the name of Allah, I trust in Allah. There's no power except with Allah. so that way you will be guided, defended, and protected. Even the devils acknowledge this is what's going on with this particular individual. And also I want to mention to you is that the message of Allah, may peace be upon him, he taught me, one of the Sahaba, some of the words that I say, I'm really doing one of his prayers. And he said, I said to them, meaning the supplication, this is supplication he taught the people, oh Allah, guide me among those you have guided. Grant me security among those you have granted security. Take me into your charge among those you have taken into your charge. Bless me in what you have given. Guide me from the evil of what you have decreed. For you do decree, and nothing is decreed for you. And so I just want to mention this beautiful saying that a person says, supplication that the person says in order to seek the guidance from Allah, the proper guidance from Allah. And knowing that Allah is in charge, and no one's in charge of Allah, Allah decrees, and no one decrees against Allah, Allah grants security. These are all the important things that you're asking of Allah and the guidance that you're asking for Allah. Allah is the one that guides. No one guides Allah. Allah, he's the one that guides. So ask Allah to guide you. When we finish this particular class, immediately ask Allah to guide you. That's your assignment. That's your homework. Is that you immediately ask Allah, oh Allah, guide me. The Imam has advised me, suggested that I do this, and so I'm asking of you, guide me. You have to even say Imam. That's not important. The important thing is you go to Allah for guidance. Everything else, everyone else, more than likely they'll fail you. But when you go to Allah, Allah will not fail you. I want to mention this last thing to you all. This is very important. With this particular dua, a supplication, it says, Allahumma akfirli, astaghfirli, wa rahmani, wa hadini, wajburni, wa afini, warzukni, warfa'ni. So what it said here, a lot of knees is basically, it's talking about me, when I say the knee part. And you heard a lot of knees. And so you're saying, oh Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, guide me, support me, protect me, provide for me, and elevate me. So this is basically the supplication that you're making to Allah, and you're asking Allah. You ask Allah for mercy. You ask Allah for guidance. You ask Allah for support. You ask Allah for protection. You ask Allah to provide for you and to elevate you. All seeking guidance from Allah. And not one time did I say you go to mankind, some leader or some political leader, whatever, and ask him or her for what you're asking of Allah. Because they can't provide it. They themselves need what you're asking from Allah. They need Allah's mercy, Allah's support, Allah's protection, Allah provide for them, and Allah to elevate them. So my beautiful students, I hope you understand the message today, which is basically asking Allah for the guidance that you seek. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.